Hi, thank you for calling Stewart Construct.
Thank you. Hello?
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding the $100 past due payment on your account.
Yep. I'm going to my card.
Okay. So it's still the Beach Avenue West for the billing address, 372?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 5510.
Okay.
1098.
Okay.
1301.
1301.
8885.
8885. Okay. Expiration?
Expiration is 0730.
And the code?
429.
429. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. That way you won't have any further issues. Okay. It worked. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Richard, and have a really great rest of your week too.
Hey, I have a question too. So if I was to,
of course.
So my sister is a project manager up in Charlotte, like near the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And
okay.
Me and her, and she, I did a job for her up there, and she does marketing up in that area too. So I was wondering, is it possible to split like areas? Like, can you do like the area down in this area and then do the area up in North Carolina too? Like if I was to open an ad up there too, like the Google listing like I had in that area, is it something that, is that even possible, or does it have to show like a home address for one area? And then if I, because I know when I moved from Maine, I moved mm-hmm. from Maine and switched from Maine to Florida, and I've been working down here for now. And, it just seems to be in that area for Charlotte, there's just way, way more work up that area. Because in Charlotte, there's in just the Charlotte area alone, there's 1.8 million people in Charlotte. And down
oh,
this area,
wow.
there's only about, yeah. So in down here, there's only, in this city down here in Crestview, there's probably only about 30,000.
I see. Okay. So to answer your question, you could do that, but it would require separate programming. So it would be a new profile. So it would be still, you know, $249 month to month. And how she would get around the address issue is she can use a residential address. And once Google verifies that she's a valid business in the area, then that address would be hidden on the profile. So it would just show with the business
okay.
name, the city, and the state, but the actual address would be hidden because it's a residence.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So she would just she could use her address, whatever, for my listing or whatever and stuff like that. Because when I go up there,
exactly.
anyway, I stay with her anyway. Because she has a nice
okay.
big house. And it's, so, all right, so I guess I'll have to try to talk with her and figure out what she's planning to do, and then I'll have to get back a hold of you guys, okay?
Yeah, and since your demographic is a little different and there's less people where you are, I want to mention to you that you are eligible for an upgrade into the Google Guaranteed program, or I should say you may be eligible. You're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Not in this area for certain counties. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, like,
let me see if
like,
it's required in Florida. Some states will require just insurance and not licensing, and then other states will require both. So let me just see what's required in your state for Florida.
Okay.
For general contractor, and then it'll tell me here. Oh, yeah, it says you would need to have a Florida state registration and 100K
okay.
in general liability. So I'll just put a note in here with the different requirements that you would need, and then that's something we could maybe consider down the road. But for now, if you have any questions on getting, you know, your sister set up for your business in, you know, that area, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, I mean, my business is all registered, and I have tax ID, and I have the insurance and everything. I just haven't gone and taken the test for certain areas. That's all for two different things. You know what I mean? Like the plumbing and the electrical are pretty much the harder ones to get into. You know what I mean? So
yeah, this
that's
just says
part of
you
the reason.
Need a 100K in general liability, and you need a Florida State registered building contractor license or Florida State residential contractor license or general contractor license. So there's a couple that would be accepted, but they do require a license in order to approve you for Google Guaranteed. So if you don't have it
okay.
yet, that's okay. That's not going to affect your Google listing or the programming that we're doing now. But in order to do Google Guaranteed, you have to have those requirements because they would have you pass a background check, which, you know, it's okay if you don't have it now. But in the future, if you get it, let me know and I can give you some details on that program.
Yeah, I know something when I was in Maine. They had a similar Google Guarantee thing that they did or something. But there was also like a Facebook thing. And I know when I was in Maine, I was getting a lot of jobs off the Facebook marketing more than anything else, really.
Yeah, you still have Facebook ads with your program now. I wonder if they've switched it back to Florida or if it's still, let me look at it here. Oh, yeah, it is. Good. They have it under the Crestview, Florida StewartConstructionFL.com. Okay, good. So they're running Facebook ads,
yep.
and they have updated it to your new area. So that's good. Yeah, so you
okay.
have that already included in this package, okay?
Okay. All right, and when did you say the next bill was supposed to come out?
So let me look at your billing here. That payment was the one that was due on June 23rd. And for some
yep.
reason, when I collected it, it just set the next one out to August 24th. So that's good. It set it for like a whole month out.
Okay.
So, yeah, we caught it
okay.
in time where it would eliminate that next payment that would have come the, you know, 23rd of this month.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Yep. So you're all good to go until August. And then, like I said, if you have any other questions,
okay.
just feel free to call us. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's great. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Have you tried Google, pay-per-click ads? Have you heard of that?
Pay-per-click ads? What is that?
So your package is bundled with Facebook ads, right? Some people will on top of that
yeah.
bundle it with Google ads. And how that works is when you do a search online, you'll always see a couple of companies at the very top that either say ad next to them or they'll say sponsored, okay? So what would happen
yeah.
is you could pick and choose all the designated areas that you want the ads to run in. So let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's, you know, 30 minutes away and maybe you're not getting that type of a reach on the maps. You can absolutely run your ads wherever you'd like. And each morning,
okay.
the ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, then money would come out of the budget. So let's say, for example, you know, the minimum requirement to run Google ads is 300, right? So we would take that 300, send it to Google. We would set a $9 a day cap on it. And the intention there is so that 300 stretches throughout the month and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So like I said, each morning the ads go up. That's free. You don't pay anything. But let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing to prevent you from having an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So, you know, people love the pay-per-click ads for two reasons. Number one is you can run them wherever you want them to run without having an address, right? But the second thing is people love the pay-per-click ads is because they can get up and running very quickly. So if you remember back in the day when you signed up for this program, it was a process to get you on the first page. And so it would be in North Carolina. It typically takes 45 to 60 days, right? But with the Google ads, you know, we've had them up and running in 3 days before on a special request. So they go much, much quicker. We say they'll be up within under 2 weeks. But like I said, in reality, they can get up even faster than that.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I think I think I did try it a while back, but I'm not sure that – I mean, I had a bunch of calls coming in anyways, but I'm not sure if it really did anything because I hadn't really tracked it or anything. But, yeah, that's probably something that I'd have to consider, I guess. Probably more for the North Carolina thing first, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that it was available in case, you know, it's something that you're considering for the future. So, yeah, so now I know I gave you some different options and, you know, if you ever want to consider it, you can. If not, just, you know, let us know. And when you set up North Carolina, we'll just do the same package that you have now. The $249 pricing is not available anymore. But because it's a second location of yours, we would grandfather you into that rate and honor it for the next location as well, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right. You know what, you're right. I'm looking at your past invoices, and you did have Google Ads with us initially. So you had some Google Ads. Not initially. It looks like you tried them in, let's see here. You tried them back in November. So you added them, but it was only for that month of November that you added them. So, yeah, so that might be something you'd want to consider to, you know, to start up again at one point or another, okay?
Yeah, I think November, actually, I had some jobs or whatever, and I just tried it out or whatever, and I was like, all right, well, just tack it on there or something, I think. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it shows here. That's why there's results in the dashboard for the Google Ads section. Usually there wouldn't be if you hadn't had ads with us, and in yours there is, so that's because of those, you know, that month that you had it, so.
Yeah. I keep getting these, like messages too from the, like when people going on my local Splash, my site and stuff and clicking on there and leaving messages for like stuff like your guys' company. Oh, we noticed that you do work in this area and all kinds of stuff. And I've gotten like two or three of them over the last like couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. So, what happens most of the time is that they can find your number from other sources, meaning they could go onto a directory such as Yelp or Angie's and they could put in, you know, contractors in Florida and they just call through those pages and pages of leads and they just, you know, try to say, oh, your Google listing is not up to date or whatever, things like that in efforts to scare you.
Yeah.
So that you sign up with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you've been working with us for 5 years, that you know, your Google listing is ranking. So what you could do if you wanted to is there's two ways you could go about it. Number one is, let me just double check here. Yeah, when you signed up with us, you put on a security question and answer, which is your first pet's name and the answer is Blackie. So you could always, you know, just cut them off if they're trying to sell you something and say, look, I'm already set. My marketing company has a security word and password. Can you please confirm it? And if they can't confirm it, just politely move on. You know, that's one way to deal with it. Or just say,
I don't even answer.
Oh, I see. They're just leaving you messages now and they're just saying that they're, you know, they're offering other services.
Yeah.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah, they're just, they leave them on the, they leave them on the text, you know, how your local Splash thing will say, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you have this, like, we have a flooring job or this or that, and then it shows up on the text message and it's just like, you know what I mean? It's them trying to get me to do stuff for them or whatever, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, that's not even a real lead. It's like, oh, what the heck? Yeah. You know,
though,
it's like they're trying to trick you. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, those are coming from on the website, stuconstruction.net. We have a contact form, and I see right now, because I'm on your dashboard, they do look very bogus. One is like, hey, I'm Williams, and he came from Mexico, New York. Got you online
yeah,
as an experienced general contractor. I need hardwood flooring done. But he doesn't put, like, his address or anything, so that's fishy, right? And then there's another one that says, this is Finn from Eco Property Fix. We have a following job. Can you take it? 101 Hospital Drive, Crestview. So, if you ever think that they're bogus, the nice thing about it is that these leads that people fill out on your website, they come to you and they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So if, you know, you think it's a bogus lead or something, like you said, you can just easily disregard it. But if they're filling out that form, I mean, who knows where that is originating from, if it's coming from a directory or where they're finding your site, you know. But typically when a legitimate client will fill it out, you'll see right under their name the address and the email. They'll put their email in, their address, and they'll tell you what they need. These, just because, you know, they don't have that information, they look, you know, pretty fishy. So.
I can definitely tell usually when they are, because I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't even bother. I left a message for one of them. I'm like, wait a second, that ain't right.
Yeah.
That number looks.
Yeah.
That number doesn't look like it'd be from around here.
Exactly.
But sometimes people do have different numbers because they moved or something, and they kept their same number or something like that. So it's kind of like hard to discern, you know what I mean? But.
Oh, totally. I talked to a guy like that yesterday. He was, I forget what state he was in, but he had a Sacramento area code. And I asked him if it was right. I'm like, how come you have a 916 area code? And, should we switch something? And he said, no. He goes, I've had that number for 20 years. I used to live in Sacramento and I just never changed it. So it's so funny because he was in a totally different area, but he was still using his old phone number, you know? So.
Yeah, that's basically like me. I mean, I've had that same phone number for a while now. I did change it a while back, but I usually try to tend to keep the same number so this way people, you know what I mean, once they've gotten a hold of me in like another state or whatever, you know what I mean, they can still contact me, that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the reason that these look a little bit even different is that, you know, usually on the lead form right under the name, you'll see their email address and their address. And the fact that these don't have that is a little bit of a red flag. You know, other than the Daniel Thompson, he put his email on there, but it's at t2t.org. And I don't know what that is. That's probably some kind of a, let's see, Tunnel on Towers Foundation, mortgage-free smart homes. So who knows, maybe he's doing flips or something and he legitimately needs something, you know what I mean? But the other ones, if they don't put an email there, then that always is a red flag to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of figured that. Yeah. I can usually look at them and tell anyways, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the good thing, because it's not like a lead generation service where, oh, now I just charge for that and it's not even real, because all of that is just already included, you know?
Yeah, that's what I figured. So that's why I'm not too worried about it, you know?
Awesome.
All right.
Okay, good. All right, well, I'm glad that we talked and I'm glad that we got you up to speed. So if you need anything, just call us. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right,
thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Bye.